excited to be joined today by Imani Mama Lucian, not only a dear friend of mine, but also a fellow eco community builder. We've worked together in the past. She has an incredible organization with her partner River called Haven Earth. It's a private membership association, a trade school, and now even a village in East Tennessee. So exciting. So I'm super happy for them. And I thought I'd bring Imani on because she has just so much experience in this industry and natural products and living alternatively. And also, of course, then transitioning from, you know, having home birth and raising her kiddos to now actually giving birth to a community in Tennessee, which is the goal, I think, for most people, to return to the land, to have healthy hemp homes, to live life in a way that's really in alignment with our values, and to do so in style and not compromise on modern day amenities and conveniences. So really excited to have Imani on the show today. Let's bring her on. Imani, there she is. Yay.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, welcome. So I gave a little intro overview, but if you want to go ahead and just introduce yourself to the audience and kind of share a little bit about what you've been up to these days, I know they're excited to hear from you.
Yeah, well, we miss y'all in Texas, that's for sure.
I miss you too.
Yeah, and you know, working with you and John and this kind of vision of bringing together people really returning to the land, and not just from a standpoint from fear-based, but a really strategic exit strategy that's based in practicality, real solutions, and really doing it from a place of, you know, even joy. So
we're super excited
and abundance. So we're super blessed to be here in East Tennessee. You know, we were looking for land there in Texas with y'all, and we were toggling back and forth between the two. And you know, when River and I came together a couple of years ago, we were pretty clear on our mission, just like you and John are, about what we're here to do. And one of the ways, one of the things that we feel really committed to was creating a model for how we return to the land. And I think the thing that's unique about the way that we're doing it is really that we've stayed within the private realm. And we've talked about untangling ourselves from the systems and doing it in a sovereign way. And so for us, that's a big part of it, is doing it within this private realm. So with the land here in East Tennessee, the Haven Village, we've set it up in a private common law trust. And so it's a shared model. And so we're returning to the land with others, because one of the things that we really feel strongly about is that it's not something that we do alone. It's like that lone wolf. It's really important that we actually link arm with others, share resources, share skills, and share strength, so that we can return to the land from a place of empowerment. And so that's a really, really key part of our strategy. And then, as you mentioned, which I'm so excited you put in the introduction, we're all about healthy hemp homes. I ran an organic cafe for a decade where I homeschooled all of my children, and have been really passionate about teaching other mothers and families in particular about healthy living. And one of the things that I knew was that a lot of our homes were toxic, and I didn't know a lot of the solutions. You know, we would put band-aids on them, like the air filtration systems or the, you know, non-toxic carpets, or obviously the water filtration systems and eating healthy foods and all of that. But I was really ecstatic when River and I connected, and he was building hemp homes, which are a natural breathing, living, you know, something from the earth. And so it was really the answer to my prayers and the solution to what I have been looking for that is really just kind of emerging into the marketplace as far as for consumers, you know, once we were able to access and start growing industrial hemp here in the U.S. So that's a big part of our model. And I say the other distinguishing factor is that we're both very education based. And so, you know, like I said, I homeschooled all my children, and my cafe was our kind of classroom. And so I really, and I love what's happened the last couple of years, is people are really taking back their lives, the way that they give birth, the way that they school their children, the way that they're raising their children. So a big part of that is education. And so one of the things that we have set up is a trade school where we're teaching others to build hemp homes and really teaching the skills that we need to return to the land. So we're really focused on the trades, which is around building our homes. And so that would be I think one of the things that's really innovative is to give people solutions, because what happens when we return to the land, oftentimes, one, we might not really look fully into what does that land have as resources, existing resources, and how can we use that? Because a lot of times we get to the land and it doesn't have the infrastructure and things like that. Because I think sometimes a lot of the people that we've done consultations with is sort of a reactionary get to the land. So I think it's really important to come from more of a responsive place. And for us, it was looking for a specific piece of land. As you know, we were looking for quite some time for these specific checklist, and having the existing infrastructure here has been a really, really good starting point for us, because we were able to come onto the land with some of the key points, having buildings, having a commercial kitchen, having a barn, having power, having wells and water and all of that. So that's been a really, really good advantage for us to be able to have a good launching pad as we've done that. So we've been on the land just a couple months and we've done quite a bit, and I can't wait for you and John to come visit, Rebecca, but it's been pretty impressive for what we've been able to do, because we've been able to bring on an on-site build team as well as build local partnerships with a lot of the contractors that are here in the area, so that we can simultaneously build the local economy as well. So that's a little bit of a long introduction, but that's kind of where we are now. We've come really full circle. We're really like embodied here on the land and keeping very, very busy. We're putting up 7 more yurts and a couple more glamping tents before the end of the year, because it is cold here in Tennessee.
Yeah.
It froze last night. And so we're putting in the infrastructures so that we can have everything ready to go. Food security, we've gotten our animals, we have goats and ducks and chickens, but we're doing it in a way that's manageable, and also doing it with other people here so that we're not just doing it ourselves and on complete overload or overwhelm. But we are getting a lot done. As we say, GSD.
Yes, get shiz done. So, and we haven't been there in person, John, and I haven't had a chance to visit yet, but I will say we've been following you guys every step of the way, just like checking all the great photos you've been posting on Telegram and Instagram. And it's like you said, like a lot has happened. I mean, you closed what in like June, right? On the property.
July.
And already, like, I'm seeing the greenhouse kind of, going up and food getting planted, and you guys got some farm animals, and there's the tiny home, the hemp tiny home got moved there. And it's like, how many people are living there now? Like, what's the community at this point? Like 10 people, or you have 20 lots allocated?
We use the word community very lightly, but we have some residents, and we also have some of the build team. And then we've had different people come through for different projects. So there's about a core group of 10 of us. So we've put up, we did reconstruct, there was an existing hoop house structure. So we were able to do that, and we're starting our sprout production, and we just did 2 cubiculture beds in there. But again, for us, as everything is educational, we are doing some excavation work with the yurts. So we're also put in our Mittleiter garden beds that we'll put in the fall. So we're putting in the food security measures now that will be in place, but we will be growing that. And then learning things like, we started some of this in Texas before we got to the land, so that we weren't just trying to learn everything at once. I think it's really important to have, there's a learning curve with everything, and we knew certain things and we have certain skills, and we're bringing people with other skills. But there's always going to be things that you learn, right? When you're doing something of this scope and scale, especially. But I think having the core people working on that, which is helping with obviously building of structures. We built an awesome composting toilet.
Yeah,
we built outdoor showers.
We've
redone the hoop house. We built the glamping cabins. There was a lot of work to clean up the land. We've been able to repurpose a lot of things that were here. The previous landowner was very much on the same page. So that's been wonderful. The other thing that's been really helpful, in addition to the local relationships, like, for example, our excavator grew up around this land and actually hunted squirrels on the land, and his neighbor. So he did the original excavation for the previous landowner, who's also building a hemp house in Colorado, and kind of on as a consultant. So we can call him and ask him questions about the land, which is really helpful.
Yeah.
But one of the other, you know, people that he had on the land was leasing it with his horses and cows because he does a rodeo. And so he's a great resource. We're keeping him on for another year. So he's here on the land, not living, but like with his animals and bringing his people. So we have other people around that we're not just trying to figure things out. And I would say that's pretty significant in the way that River and I operate in general, is that we're not trying to prove something and do everything ourselves. We're past that point in our lives. But we really want the collaborative part, but we use the word community lightly, which is why we called it a village, because we're not an intentional community. I mean, we have created living agreements with our future residential members. So we have 40 residential spots that would be the total amount for the land. It's 216 acres, and we're only developing 20%. We actually just got our, in Texas, you know, you get the ag exempt here. It's, well, where we are, it's forestry. Like, we have a forestry plan. So we had the local forester come out, and they're teaching us. We had the USDA that came out that did the maps with the irrigation for the animals. So we're leveraging all of the resources around here. We might not participate in everything, but we're just trying. You know, we're in that first year where you're doing research on the land, like, where are the water pipes? Because we found two, because we dug them up when we were doing excavation. Oops. Where are the electric pipes? Because there's not, one of our checklist things was being in a county where there's no permanent, you know, very little regulation. So we don't have a lot of maps of where things are. But we're learning. We had my son-in-law just came. My girls visited. All five of my girls were here for Thanksgiving last week. We put a mural on the property. We're also doing like the creative stuff to be able to have that expression, because we can get really hard into the works part of it. So the animals bring a lot of fun and lightness. We're not overdoing it, but we're putting things in place. Like, we got three goats. Two are pregnant. We'll be doing milk in the spring. We're not going to start trying to do everything right away, and also just give people an opportunity to explore what their skill sets and passions are. We are having, I think, you know, Sean from the Solar Hack is coming out and doing a land walk, because we also obviously are looking at alternative, you know, power, and we have existing solar panels, but we want to consider all of these things. So we bring people in when we have, you know, questions, or we want to go deeper with something like like solar power and constructed wetlands. We've had permaculture consultants. We've had VASU consultants. We have a vast network of people like you guys do. And I think that's really important, to bring as many people into the project as possible.
It's impossible to do something like this on your own. Like, it's all about collaborating, co-creating, and like really coming together and like, hey, here's what I know how to do. I need help with this. Let's learn from one another and like discover the best and most efficient ways to steward this property. But something I wanted to ask you about, because a lot of people are really interested in not only the stewardship of the land, but how it's organized. And you're very familiar, right, with PMAs. So like, for folks who've never heard of a PMA, or maybe they have, they don't really understand what that means. So how would you describe a PMA, and what would be the benefits for folks who are living on the land who are like part of that membership?
So it's a little layered. A PMA is a private membership association. So, and we created Haven Earth as a private membership association over 2 years ago when River and I first met, because we were kind of clear of how we were doing this, but it's also a ministry of nature. So we formed as a 508c3, which is what churches were originally before they got turned into the 501c3, which is the nonprofit charity, and it's very different. So again, it keeps us in the realm of the private. And one of the things that we wanted to do is be debt-free. So working with our members, this was a long-term project. It kind of looks like everything just happened at once, but we've actually been working with our membership for 2 years looking for this particular right piece of land. And so we had a lot of that infrastructure in place, but once we got the land secured, we put the land in a trust. So the land is, the beneficiaries of the trust are the beneficiary members, the residential members. So we, in a sense, we own the land together, but we don't have titles to the land because we have it as a shared asset, but people have a right to build. And so those are the lots, the 40 lots are right to build lots. People get a certificate, which is a unit of beneficial interest, And so, and then there's some guidelines around that, right? I mean, anytime you come to land, I think always think it's important to have clarity in what you're doing and also how you're doing it and being clear with each other. And when we have clear vision, I think that's when the universe corresponds with us to actually create that vision. And that's been our experience, that the more clear we are and the more with ourselves and our vision and clear and communicating that with others, it just is very synchronistic. There's so many things about this whole project that are always kind of affirming that we're on the right track, right? And we're going in that right direction. So the trust is a really important part. So our PMA is what operates, manages the trust. That's how we set it up. It doesn't have to be set up that way. People do it differently. We're even considered being an LLC part of the trust, but we decided to keep everything in the private. So we actually have two PMAs. Biohouse is our consulting and architectural services for the designs for the hemp houses. And I did want to mention, because you said we did move our tiny hemp home from Texas, which we don't recommend for anyone doing. And we have our online courses, which is, you know, Essential Hemp Builder course. And that's at thehavenearthtradeschool.net. We just put up the lime plaster course with, I think you did an interview with Ariel and of course Simon from Texas Cobb, because the lime plaster goes hand in hand with healthy homes. That's the how you would do the surface of the hemp homes. We actually left the tiny home exposed in the inside, but Simon and Ariel came out and replastered it because we did have some cracks after the journey. But they were really excited to have their course on our platform. And then obviously we have the Mittlighter Gardening. We have very limited courses because it's very specific to the things that we're learning and wanting to teach, right? So those are the kinds of things that we're offering, and we'll continue to offer more of that. So we have essentially like semesters. Winter is going to be there's a lot of hibernation, even though we're trying to get things done before it gets cold, but spring, summer, and fall will be our semesters where we'll be offering our courses, obviously here on the land. So we're looking to have Ariel and Simon here in the spring. We're going to do a Cobb. I don't know if I told you already, Rebecca, but there's a little fairy forest and my daughter, I told you I'm going to be a grandmother, but my future son-in-law proposed to her last week.
Aww. I used
to see the pictures. It's so cute. But there's going to be a hot tub and sauna that's off-grid, because we've got the off-grid cooking, off-grid hot tub and sauna, and a lot of that is what we're trying to do, but that's over there, and we'll be cobbing that. So we'll be teaching cob and lime plaster, and then obviously the hemping will be our land. One of the things that River did, I don't know if you have the master plan there, but the way the map is laid out for us, we also have incorporated Vastu, which is really sort of like the science of architecture, which is working with the energies of the land and harnessing the cosmic energies of the land to sort of bring in, you could do that. I don't know that the Haven Earth, the Mamalution is my Instagram, but Haven Earth Trade School is where you can find more of it. But the Vastu structure is really important for us because it's like the anchor on the land. And that's how we're building around that. It's basically a grid. And then we are using that. So we'll be building that essentially in the spring. That'll be our spring equinox workshop. And we'll have places to stay. We have our glamping tents. We'll have our star tents. And we'll have the hot tub and sauna. So we'll be ready to go when you guys decide to come visit. Hopefully you'll be one of our first spring guests, but
yes,
so that, and then we'll be, you know, I'd love to bring out Allison from Habitable Spaces and Lucinda from Texas Ready and all of our friends there in Texas to come and share some of the skills, because the one thing here in Tennessee is that particularly in our area, there's a lot of other people that are from here, but also have migrated here from other areas. So we have pocket of resources. We have Michael Hoffman, who was with Food Forest Abundance. He's working on the modern day homestead. We have Stephen from Nature's Always Right. I know he's had a big YouTube channel. We have a local farmer that's converted his family's commercial chicken farm to like all holistic. He's using all of the Korean natural farming and, you know, obviously Joel Salatin's methods. And so there's a real beautiful local. We have a local Mennonite market. Our property borders the Cherokee National Forest, so we're completely surrounded by lots of trees, and it's very lush here. You know, there's a lot of abundance in nature itself too.
Yeah, let me pull up this video that shows everyone kind of what the property looks like. I don't know if I'll get the audio to work because I'm not good at tech, but there are photos also on their Instagram. It's the Haven Earth Trade School. If you follow their Instagram page, you can kind of like scroll through and see. But this is a aerial view of the property. So let me show y'all what that looks like because it's unbelievably beautiful. Like I am so excited to go visit. But even if you don't live there, like you can visit and go do, you know, a course or go, you know, go there in the spring, like you were saying, for that workshop. So this is the aerial view. Let's see if the audio works. Here we go.
Doing pretty good with the tech there.
Hi everyone, this is Imani River from Haven Earth PMA. We've been on the search for the perfect location.
Let's watch it in YouTube because it's not letting me do the full screen. Hold on a second, guys. You're like, you're doing good with tech. And I'm like,
I'm proud of you, Rebecca.
Let me show you that I'm not that good with tech. Okay, just kidding. All right, here we go. I just wanted to full screen it so people can really see the scope of this project because what y'all are building is so special. Okay, here we go.
Village, and are thrilled to announce that we finally found it in East Tennessee. It's been quite the journey to find a property that meets our specific criteria, working in partnership with existing land stewards and the land itself.
The Haven Earth model is not your typical development model. We design with nature in mind to create places that encourage a natural flow of meaningful relationships and joyful work on the land. Beauty is key to fostering appreciation and awe for life. Beauty inspires us to connect with ourselves and nature and supports a more organic way of communing together.
A critical piece for us is to deconstruct our ideas around ownership and the illusion of security by operating in the private realm as a private membership association. And one way we're doing this is by putting the land in a common law, irrevocable land trust. This shared model allows us to move towards a more centropic, decentralized system so we can build a parallel society where we can all thrive.
And not only will we be building out a new way, but we will be designing our dwellings with healthy, natural building materials that are non-toxic, mold-free, and pest and fire resistant. In the end, our homes are the heart of life, and when our environment nourishes, we are more willing and able to participate in creating a vibrant and abundant community life.
In addition to healthy hemp homes, food security during these times of transition is a primary part of our equation. Regenerative agricultural practices and a cooperative food production model ensures food sovereignty for all of our members. Taking back our food systems by growing our own food is one of the most empowering and liberating things that we can do during these times.
And returning to a localized agricultural model not only ensures our freedoms, but the freedom of the future generations to come. Our hands-on educational model brings together master builders and artisans passionate about teaching real skills and trades that give a sense of purpose while growing the workforce of the future.
Our focus on education and entrepreneurship allows us to not only grow our own economy, but stimulate the local community as well. It's essential to develop partnerships with others around us to ensure a truly resilient future.
Yes, if you've been dreaming about this new world as we have, now is the time to come together around a shared purpose to create this visionary model of the future.
We invite you to join us as we build out the Haven Village in Tennessee.
Yay! Oh my gosh, I love it so much. I'm like tearing up. I'm so happy for you guys. It's so beautiful. Yeah, I mean, like just seeing the aerial view, and hold on a second, I gotta pause that. It's just like really that land. I mean, you were called there for a reason. Like this was destiny. Like I just really feel happy for you. And I can't wait to go visit in person myself. But it's important too, I think, that you're exploring these alternative models and these alternative structures, because we really do need to step, you know, we're like on a bridge right now. We're kind of going into this new consciousness shift, right? So stepping into that new world and building it and not just being an architect in terms of the hemp house, but also like how we're organizing socially and, you know, and connecting with the land. So I really think it's beautiful what y'all are building.
Mm, thank you, Rebecca. And we're grateful for our, you know, having you guys as part of this, because that our process that we all went through together is part of how we got here, right? Every little piece, just like what you're working on there. And I think the other part for anyone that's looking to return the land is looking at the economics of it, right? That's really important. You know, to find ways that you're going to produce that economy on the land. And I think that's why the trade school is a really good part, because we're training workers, because that the model is that we'll build the first 12 pioneer village is kind of the 12 800 square foot homes that we're teaching people to build. But the for the other 30 or so, they're going to hire the builders that we train.
So, oh, that's awesome. So it's like a good flow and synergistic.
Right, so it keeps it. And, you know, remember when we were at Exit and Build last May, what's his name from the Tennessee farm? We were talking to him.
Oh, yeah, Douglas.
Yeah, Douglas. And I was saying, well, who were the people that are, you know, creating the jobs in the community? And guess what he said, who are always the most like sought after?
The builders.
The builders.
Ding, ding, ding.
You guys,
well, and for them, the midwives, because right, let's be real.
But there's definitely more houses, probably, but and how people came around their community. But like, there's a that creates the economy, and we can even do that outside. So we can come into this area and really help the area. And that's a big part, I think, for us too, is not to be separate from the local community. We want
to integrate,
be part of it and integrate it. So, and it's I haven't even had a chance to talk to you, but we couldn't be more integrated. It's just the people we're, you know, we have local electricians here, excavators, builders, contractors, and they all know each other, and they've all referred each other, and they're all working on the land together. So they're seeing the value of what it's bringing to the community and so supportive. One of them came in last week. He's like, yeah, I was in town hall and somebody said, what do you think about those people building hemp houses over there? And he's like, I think it's pretty cool. You know?
Yeah.
You know,
that's good. You need to have that positive juju with the locals and to have like that connection. And you're right. Like by building, you're creating together and you're connecting with one another, and they see what you're doing as something they're like, you know, involved in, and not like a separate, you know, thing. Yeah. It's like, you're all kind of part of this larger, you know, local economy. And that's what, you know, peace through commerce, like that's what really connects people, right? Is having that value add, like we're adding value to each other's lives. This is beneficial for your life. This is beneficial for my life. So let's, you know, the rising tide lifts all.
Yeah, they're seeing the benefit. And I'm grateful that we did move the tiny home, as difficult as it was, because for people to see an actual hemp home, it's really hard for people to visualize it, even if they're builders. Like we have our team here working on the yurts. They've never built yurts before, you know, but they're like, let's do it. But they've never seen a hemp house. So the tiny homes, like our welcome center, and people will be able to come and book a stay in our tiny hemp home.
I wish I had that video pulled up. Is that one on y'all's YouTube?
Oh, that Instagram, the one I just put up. If you go on Instagram. Did you see it?
Check that out, because it's like amazing. Like I saw like literally 2 days ago, I think you posted that tour where you guys are like, come on in, and you walk into the tiny home.
It's so gorgeous. I know.
She did a good job.
I know. I was like, I knew she could do much better than me, because it's hard to capture the angles. And it's like
it is
20 square feet.
Yeah.
But it feels so spacious, and it feels so different when you're in there. I know you got to see it when it was there, but River's done a great job finishing it. And it's just, people need, even if they were going to build a hemp house on their property, I think just experiencing what it feels like to be in a hemp home is really beneficial. So we'll be taking reservations for that probably in, end of, you know, mid-February. We're trying to get everything going. We'll see
find the video. I can't find it, but if you go on Instagram, y'all, because on Instagram I wasn't logged in, so it wouldn't let me. But that tiny one,
I might be able to find it, Rebecca.
Cool. Yeah, if you have a link, because I know it was on Facebook, but I'm on a computer I don't usually use. But I literally, like, my jaw hit the floor when I watched that video. You guys did such a good job. All the finishes, the windows, the cabinetry. Yeah. The sliding glass door right when you enter just opens up the space. I love the loft. The bathroom is so modern, and it's so just elegant. And the way that you can see the hemp, it's exposed. Like, it's so beautiful. You guys just totally knocked it out of the park.
It was River. That's all River. I don't know if I know how to share screen, though, so I might not be able to do it.
Well, I'll post the links in the comment section or in the description rather afterward, and folks can go check that out. But, you know, that'll give them a chance to follow your pages and keep up with all your great progress. So,
Instagram would be either Haven Earth, the trade school, or Haven Earth PMA, or that Haven Earth PMA is more in the hemp build, and then the trade school is more of that. But, also we have a Telegram, but we're not, that's kind of where we're posting day-to-day stuff with our members. The one thing I would say, if people do want to come visit, that's the haven earth.net, but we do require people are members because we're a private membership association. Yep. So there's a $22 monthly member fee, and we have people with the liability because, again, we're in the private. We are not inviting any public interaction in that way. So it's not that we're not like hiding out, but we're obviously talking about it. But,
yeah, and that way it kind of brings them into your new, your universe. They know what to expect, and they are, you know, part of that membership, and it's like a little more exclusive. So that makes a lot of sense. And that's havenearthtradeschool.net. If you guys want to go on that website.
Reservation is havenvillage.net. That's our new website, havenvillage.net. I think you were on that one. But that, I think that's a really, we would love to have people come and visit, but I think looking at it as a school, because there's a lot of PMAs out there that are businesses. You were talking about that. We did those interviews with Mike Colomb. Mike was, you know, spoke at X and Build, and a lot of people have been shifting their business models to that. So I think it's an important thing to consider, you know, for any business owner, if you're really interested in navigating the new way. We talk about it as the new, a parallel society, right? And I think for those of us that are looking for solutions, and the more of us that start implementing these new ways, which really aren't new, they're actually old ways, but returning to them, then we actually create this new world. So that's really part of it.
Yeah. You know? It's not only about the community you're building and the hemp homes or the natural, you know, building techniques, but also like growing your own food. And so one thing I wanted to talk about also was gardening, because a lot of people just don't know where to start. And you are a big proponent of the Mittlighter system. This is a method that is, I believe, of German roots, right? But let me share.
It sounds like it.
This is probably the first course that was ever produced to help teach people this method of gardening.
I think it's the only course out there, but you know, I just think, you know, you guys had Lucinda and Kurt there at XM Build, but I took their course, and I wanted to learn how to do it. And so, you know, for us, it's about documenting things, and that's what we're doing here at Haven Village. So I was like, Lucinda, let's record this and document it. So we really got, it was, you know, when you do these things, it's really more involved, but it's a very comprehensive course, really outlines what it is and why, what are the benefits of it, you know. And I know there's a lot of controversy over, you know, Mittlighter as far as organic and using nutrients, but it's very specific. And I actually like that it's very specific and very clear. And Rebecca, we're doing for the holiday on the Lime course, the Mittlighter course, and the Hemp course, 50% off with the code THANKFUL. So all of our courses,
here, let me put that.
Yeah, all of our courses are 50% off, I think, through.
Well, you can't beat that.
Yeah. So, so that's a really good deal, because we want to get people, and then go to havenearthtradeschool.net and sign up for any of those three courses with the code THANKFUL. You'll get 50% off, because we want to get people ready for the new year and starting to think about how are they going to be returning to the land. So our next big event, Return to the Land event, will be on Equinox March 21st when we're doing the Vastu. And we love to have speakers and people like John and Rebecca Bush come and speak. And
well, share. I would love to come. So, I love what you guys are doing. It's so exciting. And I hope to see more and more communities like this just, you know, popping up all over the world and really creating these safe havens and these, you know, sanctuaries where we can demonstrate this new model and live in alignment with one another, with the land. And it's just so beautiful what y'all have created. And hopefully we can emulate something similar here in Central Texas. So we're still working on this opportunity just outside of Fast Shop.
And,
so,
you know,
maybe we'll have y'all out to that land too for the X and Build Land Summit. Hopefully we'll have a
button. We can help and support, you know, that we're there for you guys, and we can't wait for you to find that perfect property too.
Well, I'm so happy for y'all. I think this is a good stopping point. Is there anything else you wanted to add? Any other information that you think would be helpful for the viewers?
I don't think so. I think we touched on a lot of different things. If anybody wants to come out, we'd love to do. You can also get on our mailing list at the trade school site, and then you kind of be updated with what we're doing. But appreciate you guys, and can't wait to see you again soon. And have stay nice and warm there in Texas.
I know, right? It's not freezing here, at least not yet. So I guess we're a little lucky in that regard.
The thing about it, Rebecca, it's freezing at night, but it's the days are gorgeous.
So nice.
The sun's out and everything warms up. And so it's beautiful. But I don't know if it's just the mountains, but you know, again, we're learning and getting used to everything. So
well, then have you can come up by the wood fireplace and enjoy this change of I don't know.
I do experience. Love the, I do love it. I got all the wood delivered yesterday, so I've been having the wood fire going, and I do love that part.
It's cozy,
it's super cozy. All right, awesome. We'll give Dawn our love, and thank you for having me on, Rebecca.
Thank you so much for your time, Imani. All right, I'm going to do a quick little outro here then. Thank you to Imani for joining us. Again, she is with Haven Earth Trade School, PMA, and Haven Village in East Tennessee. Her partner, River, is a renowned bioarchitect. He's incredible. Some of our very good friends and also associates. So just honored to have her on the show today. Love what they're building. Love what they're working on. And I was so excited to share that with all of you. If you have any questions, let me know. I'm happy to help. Go ahead and drop a comment. I'm going to add in the description some of these various courses that they have available. And remember, if you type in this code, Thankful, you're actually going to get 50% off, apparently. So I wasn't even aware that that was going on right now, but that's really exciting. If you want to learn about lime plaster, hemp building, they also have tiny home blueprint design, the Mitt Lighter gardening course. And so lots of good information there. And I'll just end with this. The Exit and Build Health Summit, we are actually like, y'all, 1 week away, like literally in 7 days, it goes live. I'm so excited. So just wanted to shift gears and really remind everyone to register, because this is going to be an absolutely incredible event. This is free, so you really have nothing to lose. We have top health experts discussing various topics from nutrition and diet to exercise and longevity and vitality. You definitely don't want to miss out on this amazing free 5-day virtual event. This is the Exit and Build Health Summit. I will drop the link to register in the comments. And if you're interested in kind of getting your toes wet, you know, before living in an eco-village or, you know, agri-hood or tiny home or this alternative lifestyle, the way that you could start, you know, just getting familiar with kind of exiting the systems that are no longer serving us is at least by, you know, tuning in and learning how you can shift your everyday decision-making with your, you know, diet, with your exercise, and becoming, you know, the healthiest, most sovereign version of yourself possible. So, and then later down the road, who knows, maybe you'll be living at Haven Village in Tennessee, or maybe you'll be living at our eco development here in Central Texas that we're working on building out in Bastrop County. But either way, you know, this information is so important, and I just feel honored to share it with all of you. So thank you for tuning in to episode 5 of the Live Free with Rebecca Bush podcast. So much gratitude for all of you. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and looking forward to seeing you next week. Bye.